This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England. Reverend Andrew Bourne, Vicar at St James's Clerkenwell, explains what happened when designer Tom Dixon approached the church to get involved with Clerkenwell Design Week.
Well, we're involved by dint of being the parish church of Clerkenwell, which is an area just on the edge of the square mile, which is full, packed full of design firms and architecture practices and media companies. So it's a real creative hub in London, and we're a church that wants to be involved in our context and our community. So that's how, I guess, our vision has always been to partner with local firms and to be available to them. And I guess over the years, we've done various events. So carol services for the creative industry, and we've done some memorial services for creatives as well. And gradually over the years built relationship with the different people. And it was through one of those contacts that we were approached by Tom Dixon and his firm about doing a partnership during Design Week.
So Tom Dixon, you did some collaboration with him. He's a designer, and you were able to open the church during the week for local workers to come in. Is that right?
Yes. Well, he came to us and said he was keen to exhibit his designs during Clerkenwell Design Week. And the whole week is about celebrating design and celebrating British design, you know, based in Clerkenwell. And he was keen to be involved in that, even though he's based in West London. And they were looking around for a space. And they just thought, well, rather than spend thousands of pounds on a blank space, put everything into it and then tear it down 3 days later, why don't we do something that has more legacy and actually has more long-term purpose? So because some of his firm knew about St. James and had worked in Clerkenwell, he came to see me, and he proposed the idea. So it came from him, and he started by asking lots of questions about our vision as a church, and we mentioned a couple of ideas, and one particular idea is that we would love to be more available and accessible for people during the day, particularly people who want a quiet space to work, because a lot of these firms, you know, cramped offices with lots of open plan activity. So actually to provide a workspace that was quieter and inspiring. So I talked a bit about that, and he just ran with the idea in an amazing way and said, well, we can help with that. And he said, well, why don't we come in? We can exhibit in the church during the week, but then leave. So we make sure that our exhibit has lots of items that we can leave with you that will launch your workspace idea. So it was very much him listening and helping us. So a real partnership. So very exciting.
I was going to say that's really interesting to kind of hear him, you know, wanting to come in, asking you about what your vision is as a church, and kind of saying, well, listen, this is what I want to do. This is how they can marry up. And that sounds fantastic that they have been kind of so productive together and provided such what I'm assuming is going to be a wonderful or was a wonderful space to work in during the week. I guess the question is this something that you can see happening not just during the design week but at other times during the year in the church, and are there any ideas and plans to do that?
Yes, so very much from the beginning of our planning of this event for Clerkenwell Design Week, we were thinking, you know, what of this furniture and items that he's bringing in, lighting, can remain after the exhibition. So that was part of the planning. But also, I think some wonderful things have happened, and again, through relationships. So they've already booked to have their day away their sort of company away day in the church building in a few weeks' time. And we are talking to them about making our workspace sort of an official facility within Clerkenwell. So getting business leaders together in the area and introducing the idea, and not wanting it to be a commercial project, but to be a project where we're being generous and opening up our building. Because our aim is to be part of Clerkenwell and part of the design community, but also to introduce people to the Lord Jesus. And we can't do that by sitting behind 3 foot thick brick walls in our building. We need to open up and get to know people. This has been an amazing way of doing it. So, I mean, one of the incredible delights of Clerkenwell Design Week was every day we had over 1,000 people come into the church to look at the exhibition, and they were welcomed in and saw our space and saw the idea for shared workspace going forward. But also, there was a talk one evening that, again, Tom Dixon came to me and said, can I do a talk on design, and would you follow that with a talk about God and design? And I said, I'd be delighted to do that. And we had a packed church, standing room only, so hundreds and hundreds of people came to hear about how God started the world with design, and his design is shown at the cross, and his design will be shown in perfection in the new creation. So I went through, just went for it, really. And there was a really positive response from people that the church is wanting to talk and wanting to be accessible and available to people.
I mean, it just sounds like a fantastically innovative way of using, what would already have been a beautiful space, and, making it in some ways accessible to different people who wouldn't normally even think about potentially, I guess, coming into a church building. You mentioned a bit about, perhaps leaving some of the lighting or various design aspects in place afterwards and looking at how you can utilise things like that better for other times throughout the year in the church. When it comes to, maybe getting over some of the red tape with rules and regulations, putting lights here, bringing certain aspects of the church into different ways, how did that work? How did you get around those, or how did you work those through to make sure that you weren't necessarily treading on people's toes, but you were making the best use of this, this fabulous opportunity?
Good question. obviously the Dawson authorities were very helpful in ensuring that we kept within the rules and kept within the law. We were also, I think, one of the advantages at the moment is there is a general atmosphere of permission giving within the Church of England to try new things. I think our Archbishop's been wonderful at giving that permission. And therefore, I think this logic of church buildings just sitting there empty, except for a few hours per week for services, that logic has changed, I think, recently. So there's an atmosphere of asking the question, how can we be using our buildings? So I think that helped. But I think also the fact that Tom Dixon is a very established and recognized designer was an enormous help. So I think if we had simply put out a few go-pack tables and some plastic stacking chairs out in the aisles, it wouldn't have attracted people to come. It wouldn't have been a beautiful space to work in, and nor would it have pleased the planning authorities. But I think the fact that what we've placed is beautiful, well designed, and it has purpose. So the purpose is that people can use the church and be inspired, and that they feel comfortable, that we're being contextual to the Clerkenwell design community, and that because people feel at home and feel we're talking their language of design, they're ready to talk about the Lord Jesus and God's designs for eternity. But so it's almost, it's like Paul says, to a Jew I'll be a Jew, to a Greek I'll be a Greek, in order to save some. So actually inhabiting culture and their context. So I think that our partnership with a recognized designer and the fact that the lights and furnishings are beautiful is part of the sort of non-verbal communication that gives us the platform for verbal communication of the gospel.
As you said, you had Tom approach you and say, I'd love to do this with you, I'd love to do it in the space. You said he's an established designer, people know about him, people might come along and say, well, it's Tom, I want to come and see this. For those churches that don't have an established designer coming along saying, I'd love to use your church, you'd love to use your space for this project, and the idea is marrying up, is there any advice that you can give? It's not just about putting out some tables and chairs, but it's about finding that contextual situation that links the church with something else, and through that link, that's where the people will come in and start to engage with the church. Is there any advice you can give other churches on that?
Well, I think one of the people at the DAC said to me that in order to get permission, because one of the things that happened is because it was so fast in terms of this project, we were given permission on a license by the Archdeacon, but we still need to apply for faculty for permanent use of these lights and furnishings. So as we're preparing now to put in that submission to the Chancellor for faculty, one of the key questions we've been asked is, what's the reason, what's the need? And I think that's helped us to clarify. We're not just doing it to have pretty lights. We're doing it in order to make a space that people will feel comfortable about using. So it's because we're opening our building to the context. And I think that clarifying question will vary depending on the context. So this morning I was meeting someone in the city at a church that has a coffee shop, and it's more simple in terms of the furnishings, but that very much fits with the city culture of people coming in for meetings quickly and discussion and moving on. Our idea is that it'll be a quiet space for people to work, so they can use their laptops and there'll be Wi-Fi, but it's not a sort of talk zone, it's not a coffee shop. But so the reason for saying that is that I think the context will govern how it's then set up. So yeah, I mean, in our circumstances, because people are working in high design genre, to have good design is appropriate and needed, but in other settings that wouldn't be appropriate or needed. In fact, it'd probably be a bit of a turn-off.
Andrew, it sounds like it's been a fantastic opportunity for you as a church and for the local community to come together and to learn a bit more about each other.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
We just really look forward to hearing more about it in the future. Did you say that you were taking part in next year's Design Week? Is that or is that being organised at the moment?
Yes, I mean, we definitely will be, and I mean, we can't help but be in a way, in that there are lots of stands and exhibition tents and things in the gardens around the church, and the church is in the centre of Clerkenwell, And, you know, it'd be mad for us to just have our doors closed for that week. I just love that. And, you know, it's not just in the design world of Clerkenwell, but in the council estates and the loft conversions and in all these different aspects of our parish, we're wanting to be a church that's accessible and relevant, and a church that is therefore has an open door to be talking about the Lord Jesus and the gospel.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.